hold federal disaster aid for fire-ravaged L.A. unless state leaders change the approach on water management. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the new administration has put an early focus on the southern border.
There's a new executive order that calls for 1,500 troops to be sent to the border to supplement the 2,500 who are already there. And now sources tell CBS News the new administration is thinking about dispatching a much larger military contingent to help seal the border.
Border agents have been told to deport migrants entering illegally without granting asylum hearings. In Seattle, CBS's Heather Bosch reports a federal court hears arguments on the Trump move to end birthright citizenship.
It would prevent President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect until the matter is settled in court. Washington's among several states challenging the order, which ends the practice of granting babies born to non-citizens in the U.S. automatic U.S. citizenship. State Attorney General Nick Brown.
One man cannot simply erase what the meaning of the Constitution is. Not even the president.
He says the president's order is unconstitutional.
In Hollywood, leading the way with 13 Oscar nominations, it's the narco musical Emilia Perez. 13 nominations sets a record for a non-English language film, and it's one of 10 up for Best Picture. Wicked has 10 nominations. On the Health Watch, CBS's Michael George tells us
people whose parents divorced are at a greater risk for stroke later in life. A University of Toronto study of Americans 65 and older found strokes impacted 1 in 9 people who came from divorced homes, but only 1 in 15 people whose parents didn't divorce. The reasons why aren't clear, but the authors speculated could have to do with stress experienced as a child.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 199 points. The S&P is up 7.5. The NASDAQ is trading lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next 2 games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15. WRJN.
Greenville News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Rapping on the pipes.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe,
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe,
if the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway,
twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Me. downstairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a selfish man, and your fans, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, please, please. Try to make some sense of it all.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Did you see in New Orleans? New Orleans. They got 8 to 10 inches of snow. They did not know how to deal with that in New Orleans. 8 to 10 inches. Who in New Orleans has a snowblower, right? So they just have to wait for it to melt. And that means ice and all kinds of accidents. Traffic accidents in New Orleans because of the snow. And, yeah, that happens up here a lot. We're a little more accustomed to it, so we might deal with it a little bit better. But still, WRJN is working with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission to offer tips on how to better handle the snow, especially on the roads. Okay? So listen for those announcements. Another way that WRJN is serving Southeast Wisconsin. We've been doing it for over 98 years here at WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. sense. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The ants are coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish us a word like this to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Hits on WRJN, and another Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Todd Rundgren.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
It's Ice Week with Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story here on WRJN. A story about ice every time you hear Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, which is twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 every single weekday here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's the local news part from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Charges have been filed in a fatal Racine hit and run back in December. 19-year-old Shamia Anderson has been charged with knowingly operating a motor vehicle without a valid license and hit and run resulting in a death. It follows the fatal collision on December 9th. The victim, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr, was hit on Memorial Drive and later died due to his injuries at the hospital. Anderson allegedly told police she had never had a driver's license. She did flee the scene, but later called to confess. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A plan for a Buc-ee's near the Dells has stalled out. That's mainly over who's paying for the infrastructure. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives in an attempt to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. She's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah.
lady. How do you feel about that? Yeah. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Thursday, just in case you calendar challenge. You know, ever since they stopped with Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football, I have to actually look at a calendar to see what day of the week it is. How about you? WRJN.
It starts when you're always afraid. step out of line, the man come and take you away, we better stop, hey, what's that sound, everybody look what's going on, we better stop, hey, what's that sound, everybody look what's going on, we better stop now, what's that sound, everybody look what's going on, we better stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Heads up, tomorrow is National Beer Can Appreciation Day. I plan on getting an early start of my celebration.
Sugar pie, honey buns. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life.
In and out my life.
Come and you go.
Come and you go.
Leaving just your picture behind. And I've kissed it a thousand times. When you snap your finger or wink your eye, I come running to you. I'm tied to your apron string. And there's nothing that I can do.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Well, I know that you're
the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. That I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. And landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died.
it to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. W-R-J-N.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Strands
and polishes of
gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill
blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Ice Week continues with Paul Harvey's rest of the story minutes from now.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump tells the World Economic Forum his administration has done more in 4 days than others have done in 4 years. The wheels are already in motion to get more troops to the southern border and deter asylum seekers. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the impact of the migrant crackdown in one city.
Pastor Emma Lozano runs a Methodist church in Chicago that used to provide sanctuary for migrants facing deportation. But now she's worried that it could make her church a target for ICE.
We're telling our families from my church and that if you are deported, you should already have paperwork set so we know where your children need to go.
In Washington, Texas Republican Congressman Brian Babin has introduced a bill to block birthright citizenship.
President Trump has made it clear that restoring fairness to our immigration system and defending the true intent of the 14th Amendment are central to his vision of making America great again.
And today, a federal court hears arguments from states challenging the Trump order on birthright citizenship. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Everyone realized that President Trump's executive order would be challenged. 22 state attorneys general are asking a federal judge to issue a temporary restraining order, arguing that the 14th Amendment ensures birthright citizenship regardless of the immigration status of their parents.
Firefighters in Southern California working on a fast-moving